Great to have Macca with us on a Tuesday morning. All that's happening in the Herald Sun is basically what he writes. Basically,
not,
he writes the paper
not from
every
yesterday,
day.
Half. Macca, not good morning. From yesterday. Good morning, Half. How are you?
Going very well.
Going well. Scotty, how are you?
Good. Where were you?
Where was I yesterday? Am I allowed to talk about this?
I was reading the paper this morning, Macca, with great interest because I didn't see your name.
Well, I was in the office searching for him because I'm in there all the time.
Huge concerns
did
yesterday.
Did I see your name?
Huge concerns.
Take me
I was doing my community duty, Scott.
What's that?
Having tried to get out of it three times.
Is that to escape a conviction?
No. This was jury duty.
Oh.
Jury duty yesterday.
I didn't think that existed.
No, it exists. There were 400 of Victorians.
They have a pool of about three people.
Well, I'd be happy if those three people went around. I'm not sure I'm allowed to talk about this, but there were about 400 people called in there yesterday.
What do you do? Sit around?
It's my third excuse to try and get out of, but you got to do this community service. Sit around in a large pool. Again, I'm not sure I'm allowed to talk about this.
Of course
but you are.
No, we are. We're all friends here. You sit around in a big pool, and then your number comes out.
What was your number?
My number was 35, Peter Dacos. No, I wish I had it. I really wanted 35. You know who I was? Almost as good.
Paul Hawke, number four.
And Paul Hawke, that's a good get. Best runner-up in the best and fairest.
What were your number 185?
I was 23. Anthony Rocker.
Anthony Rocker.
You can't forget
Dermot.
Pebbles.
Yeah, Simon Crawshay.
Dermot. Yeah, Simon Crawshay. The great Simon Crawshay. It was called up to two particular trials, and then you go into the courtroom and you hear...
You get excited. You think I'm a
I'm not sure the excited was the word. I think petrified was the word. I won't go into what the cases were because they were pretty horrendous. And again, innocent before... You know, until you're proven guilty. But I'm in there, and one of them, I get called. Then you go into a lottery. So you're already in a lottery to go into the courtroom. And then you're in the courtroom, and you're in another lottery. Well, your number goes in the barrel. And when your number comes out the barrel, you've got to walk
up. Is Marianne Van Dorsler there just pulling out balls? Is that what happens?
No, she wasn't there. She had been. It would have been a bit more interesting.
You do the big walk in front of
So then you've got to do the walk, and you've actually got to walk in front of the person who's been charged with the offence, which is concerning. Concerning. So as soon as I walked past in the first instance, the word went up, challenged. And I nearly yelled out, yes! Which you really can't do in a courtroom. So they challenged me because I was a newspaper journalist.
So I have the
defence saying this person can't trust this bloke. He's a newspaper journalist. And in the second one, fortunately, when I was in the courtroom, my ball didn't come out in a sense. So I was quite happy with that.
So you got to go home.
Late afternoon, got to go home. So no stories in the Gullen Gazette today.
That's disappointing.
Don't you get like $23 or something for your work?
I think
Parking costs more.
Yeah. It's true.
Yeah, it does. I did it. My parking cost me $80.
Oh, Rama,
you wouldn't have gone on.
You get a
they
case.
Would have had a look at you and said no.
It was Super Bowl Monday, so I just watched Super Bowl the whole time.
They had a TV on the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah. There's a pool table in there. There's a pool table in there as well. I'm just trying to think who would have been least required, player, manager, or newspaper journalist.
Look at his head. You wouldn't trust him on a jury, would you? There's no way.
He rips people off for a living. They're not going to take him on.
He's having a seminar in that today, actually.
Yes, I've heard all about that.
You guys lie to people for a living.
Oh! Shots fired. Man down.
I believe we report facts of lies from you.
Anyway, I'm all clear today. No more jury duty today.
It's great to have you with us. So speaking of the jury, the jury's out on what Stephen Canilio might be doing. And Alistair Clarkson has stepped into the conversation. Before we get your news and analysis team, let's have a listen to the coach of the Hawks last night on AFL 360.
Yeah, I've spoken to him. Yeah, but not as much as what Graham Wright and our group have with. Genuinely don't know. And to be honest, the preference I think with this sounds peculiar, but the preference of all coaches is that players would stay at their club. Our only attitude to it is if he decides to leave GWS, we'd like to be at the front of the queue.
So the preference of all coaches is players to stay. Is that right?
Unless you're Sean Burgoyne, unless you're Tom Mitchell or
James Frawley.
James Frawley.
Jack Gunston or
Brian
Lake. We could keep going.
It's a lot of meetings. Stephen Caniglia,
Jager O'Meara.
We have had a situation like in the past. I reckon
Tom Scully
wants to be at the front of the queue.
Still going front of the queue. And the thing about what's changed, and I think in a way it's probably changed for the better. In the past, Clarko just would have lied and would have said, I'm spoken to him. I'll leave it to my people there to speak to him. But I like the fact that at least he's open and honest now and saying I've spoken to him.
So,
Rammer, you're ready to say something, Rammer. I can feel it.
You pulled a face when you said that, when that audio player that said he'd spoken to him.
Well,
why did you pull a face? Because as Macca says, if he's spoken to him and he's asked a question, he told the truth.
He did tell the truth.
And it wouldn't be the first time.
I don't have any issue with Alistair Clarkson's comments because they're all perfectly fine. But in other sports around the world, that's called tampering. And there's huge fines, huge fines. Like, look at the NBA. Magic Johnson, when he was the basketball operations manager or whatever they called it over there, he congratulated somebody on passing an achievement and got a $50,000 fine because they thought it was draft tampering. So, I personally don't have a comment because Clarko's being honest, which, as you rightly say, Harvey, he wouldn't have done in the past. But it's just... It's interesting if this conversation now starts to turn about these type of scenarios and then how accepting are we going to be? How accepting would we be if Alistair Clarkson said that about Canelio in the middle of the year?
It's coming. That's coming, though, isn't it?
That's right. It is.
Because we know they're talking to him anyway. Yeah. Well, I mean,
that's the point, Matt.
We know they're talking.
These conversations are happening.
Yeah.
They are. They're happening with us from... the start of the year,
happening 12 months ago.
So it's not tampering. It's not against the rules, clearly, because everyone's doing it, because they wouldn't ever transgress the rules.
The question I'm asking is how accepting, if that was, say, GWS, unfortunately, you know, limited supporter base, but if that was...
It was Scott Pendlebury.
That's right, at Collingwood.
At Collingwood, or, you know, let's use Pendles.
Superstar from another club, big supporter base, powerful people. If that was... How do you think Eddie Maguire would respond to Alistair Clarkson's comments this morning about talking to Scott Pendlebury?
Oh, he'd be ropeable. And yet last year we had Nathan Buckley, didn't we, saying, I've spoken to Tom Lynch and, you know, I've sort of had a chat to Tom Lynch.
So we know it's happening, but I'm just saying...
Parading Lin Jong around the facilities.
Yeah.
So are we ready to be accepting of it? That's more my question.
I think Eddie and others would, you know, they shouldn't be commenting on it. Will be outraged because their own clubs don't. Like, we all know Gary Ablett was seen 12 months out. Lance Franklin, we all, after the fact, know all those stories. So I think the public gets it. I don't think there's, horrified nature.
So the question, I think, is for the football public is, would you prefer to know when someone's asked or would you prefer to know 12 months later, like we found out with those examples, Scotty?
I'd just rather him be honest, as he is there. He's been honest. He spent a bit of time in Sydney yesterday, we understand.
Clarko. Unfortunately, lying is football's second language.
Well, yeah. It is.
A.
And that's why we're a bit shocked sometimes. Oh, listen to that. Whack.
Well, he's a player agent.
Just lies.
Macca.
Or would you prefer someone to lie or just make up stuff?
Well.
Who are you? What's your insinuation there?
I'm referring to sort of the people to the left of me.
Now he's including me in it. I was actually going to take it.
The good news for me is I'm on the right. I'm happy about this outcome.
If you go all the way around that circle, half, you're almost on the left.
I'm still on the left. You're right.
But yeah, what's he going to do? That's the question now, Stephen Canelio, that I think if you had have asked anyone a couple of weeks ago, he's leaving, but there's been a bit of a push around that he may not be leaving now, that he's actually genuinely torn by the decision, that it is a really tough decision to make. There's obviously plenty more money to get up and go. Certainly with Carlton, we know they're talking down the $1.3 million figure, but if you listen to people around the traps, it's very close to that figure. We know Hawthorn are right in it, and they can probably pitch some other things as well. They can pitch quite a few different things, Hawthorn. We know how competitive they've been. The Blues have done a pretty good job in recent times to put themselves up as a destination club going forward, but the Giants are working hard behind the scenes trying to get him. The John Paton one's the interesting one, isn't it? He's gone.
He's gone.
We've known that. We've known that for 2 or 3 weeks. I think John Ralph wrote that about 3 weeks ago.
The buzz.
But the fascinating thing now is that John Paton is... ready to play, fit to play, and what the suggestion is that they won't play him, he won't play now, for reasons on both camps, in a sense. He doesn't want to get injured.
So that, are the Giants happy for him not to play?
Yes.
To protect the value?
Absolutely.
It's a value situation.
Yeah, so absolutely.
They're happy for him to protect
Imagine if he goes out and hurts his knee or something. Well, they're going to get done. Yeah, that's over. So I can understand that, can't you, Rammer? That's a legitimate decision that, you know, he's not going to be playing in their ones anyway. It's a legitimate decision that they need to make.
Still got another 12 months on the contract to GWS.
Yeah, but he won't be there. No. I mean, that's the thing,
Which is how they get something for it.
Yeah, but correct. That's why I feel GWS are being protective as well. Because
and that makes sense.
They potentially don't want to have to
pay that
money next year.
Worth? Third knee reco.
Oh.
Probably on decent coin.
Yeah, good question. What are you paying for
second
him,
round, third round?
Well, he's already on good money.
That's what I mean.
So, but that'll come down, you'd think, would it?
Well, it depends how that's negotiated. So there's a responsibility for whichever club that Patton goes to pay that. But they can then flatten it out over another 2 or 3 years potentially if they needed to as well.
But you pay him third, fourth round. Is he a fourth rounder? Tom Scully was, 50-odd, fourth round, third round?
Three knee recos.
Mm. It's
not
a risk, but
you're not paying much from a draft perspective.
You'd hope not, would you, in that sense? But the Hawks, they're going to have him. He's going to play there next year. It's just going to be interesting to see what the final deal is.
Well, they might be able to keep Canelio if he wants to stay, if they can offload Patton as well. Mm. He'd be on a decent whack. Just up
what
Steven.
About... Hamish McLaughlin declaring Carlton out.
Yep,
out of nowhere.
But then, good point. Thanks for bringing this up. But then our man Stevo, who does 4 points or 3.7 depending on the week on the RSN website, rsn.net.au, he's coming out last night and said Carlton haven't been told, our man says.
Mm. The McLaughlins have had a big week with Stephen Canelio, haven't they? So,
they have.
Yeah, so it's fascinating because I think it was all pointing towards Carlton, or certainly all pointing towards leaving. But there's just a few little murmurs around now that it may not be as locked in a departure as we thought.
All right, all eyes on Stephen Canelio, no doubt, throughout this final series and see what he does, hopefully. Well, do you reckon sooner rather than later, or will it wait for the season?
It'll wait.
Yeah, it should wait. I think it'll wait.
Well, out of respect for his teammates.
Depends if he can get back.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, yeah.
But you don't want to announce it the week your team's playing the finals.
The week in between.
No.
Give you time to assess
it. I think the days of the announcement sort of stuff are done.
They'll be out first week anyway.
It to come out.
Who was it? Gary Ablett that had a press conference.
Yeah, Crown press conference.
I don't think that stuff's happening anymore.
LeBron James.
Mm. It was LeBron James.
Taking Montellus to South Beach.
They'll be out the first week of the finals anyway, Giants. So.
Now, did we save the Specky yesterday? Did we save it, Macca?
Yes, we did. Thank goodness. Seriously. Finally, some common sense from the AFL. Studs up rules gone in the interpretation of that. Should have happened Queen's birthday weekend. I give them a big tick. They've realised this is a stupid
interpretation. But why did the umps have it wrong in the first place?
Well, because they didn't have it wrong.
No, but if you read the statement from the AFL,
the
umpire
was correct.
But why they interpreted
the rules said... interpreted as being a dangerous
Yeah, and it wasn't.
Well, they interpreted it as being a dangerous act.
Yeah, but that's stupid.
And they've clearly been talked about. You know, the umpires have been told this is what you need to do, and all of a sudden, this is not what you need to do.
So what's more dangerous? Studs as... Jack
studs
Revolt
in the face, took, I get.
Yes, I get. Jack Revolt, studs in the back where he is, or a knee in the kidney.
What are you waking people in the kidney for?
Well, you're going up for a mark, and you're going to use your knee and charge into the pack. What's doing more damage?
Knee to kidney.
Yeah, absolutely.
But no, this was never the intention of the law, and they overcooked it, so that's what happens.
And they've done the right thing.
Yesterday, they've said, you know what? We don't like what's happened here. We're going to fix this straight away, which is important.
Which is good, isn't it?
Not into the season.
No.
We
can't have
this
happening in a final half. This would be a disaster.
So all you have to do is go back to the Toby Green incidents last year and look how he used it.
Yeah, of course.
He was standing stationary and putting his leg above his head like a gymnast.
It was a kick.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
No, it was Karate Kid, wasn't it?
When did the umpires move into the world where they thought this was a free kick against.
They've been instructed in that
way. No, it's not the umpires. It's the lawmakers.
It's the law.
They were instructed if it was going to cause injury, weren't they?
They were told, if the studs are up, pay a free kick.
Pay a free kick.
For anything. Well,
in a marking situation.
We saw that with Jeremy Howe.
Yeah. And that was Queen's birthday. Yeah, Queen's birthday. And that's what should have happened. After the Queen's birthday game, it should have happened then. Like, they got that wrong, clearly. Yep. It was a huge outcry when Jeremy Howe wasn't paid that mark or was paid the free kick against.
It's going to cost him a car.
It's going to cost him,
if that's a final... Say the result is the other way, Richmond lose.
Oh.
There's outrage.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, absolute outrage.
And they've felt the outrage this weekend over that. Yeah. And full credit
like
to them.
Richmond won.
Correct. Full credit to them. They've made the decision. They've done it for the finals. Just should have happened a little bit earlier. But anyway.
Yep. At least they've pulled the trigger.
Yeah, they have.
I'm happy with that.
Tick, tick, tick.
We move forward with Specky's back and studs in the back. It's okay if you're hovering on people. I'm all for it.
Did you ever? Did you
oh, ever... mate, so many hobbits. So many. It's cold up there, mate. When you get that high, it's cold. It's no one that knows.
Called him lower... the hovercraft, they did.
Hovercraft.
Is that when you're sitting on level 3 watching the seniors?
Shut up, idiot. 18 past 7. We'll get to a break. Macca's with us from the Herald Sun with all the latest news. Plenty more still to come on The Breakfast Club.
I actually haven't looked back on it yet, but it, I did talk to our media guy about it and ask his thoughts, and he thought I was a little bit abrupt, and that certainly wasn't my intention. Maybe I might have misrepresented my thoughts. Wouldn't be the first time. But, no, I mean, I gave him 3 coaches' votes. I thought he was pretty good. I can't remember exactly what I said. Yeah, and I thought he was good. I didn't think he was the best player on the ground, but, no, if it came across as disrespectful, that certainly wasn't my intention. No.
That wasn't his intention. That's what Chris said last night on 360. Chris Scott, coach of the Cats, to about Charlie Cameron. Gave him 3 coaches' votes. That's what he did. Glenn McFarlane's with us from the Herald Sun with all the latest news in footy.
When he talked about our media guys, he talking about Kevin Diggerson or is he talking about Scott Gullen?
I think he's talking about Scott Gullen, Scott podcasts.
I believe he could be a special guest this week.
Ooh.
Who? Scotty?
Yes.
On podcasts.
I think this could be a big episode.
Oh, boy.
This is big.
It'll be very big.
That's a very
It
fine.
Wasn't his greatest moment. Nah. And I don't think, how many hours after? 48? I mean, 3 days?
Enough. Yeah.
Still wasn't so great.
No, not great.
Haven't really thought about it. Well, I don't believe that.
Nah.
You would have been briefed to the nth degree absolutely. About what you said.
You're going to say that on podcasts when he rocks
yeah,
up?
Yeah, absolutely. I have no fear, unlike others on this panel here.
Why are you looking at Rama?
Well, because he says a lot of things when the lights are on.
Is that right? Do we want to go down this path, do we, Scotty? Do we want to
all
go
the
down
stuff
this
I
path?
Say when it's off, you can't actually say on air. Yeah.
So 3 votes, not very
3 votes. He
just didn't quite did phrase it right.
Maybe the 4 and the
good
five.
Question. I'd have to try and they go back and have a look at that. Them. I'll find that out for you, Rama.
I think they're gone incognito.
They're under
in camera.
So he shouldn't have told people that he had the. Because I didn't see the email. We see the email that goes out.
Last votes were around 21.
So journos love that when the coaches' votes go away.
Patrick Dangerfield got 10 last week against.
Patrick would have nearly got 10 against Brisbane.
I think Harris Andrews might have got a few.
Yeah. Well, he can get 5, 4. Yeah, just Charlie 3.
You know who I do love for his honesty? Chris Fagan. Again, speaking about the Chris Scott scenario, just had a little whack back, and I thought that was great. Fantastic.
He protects his players really
he
well.
Does.
And he protects his football club.
Yeah, absolutely.
He love that.
He does.
Would you give him Bont votes on the weekend?
Yeah, he's a chance.
Well, he's plus 7 at the moment. He's leading all comers.
7 up.
Ooh. Plus 7 on the Coaches Association.
McCray.
Kelly. Tim Kelly, 86. Yep. So 93 Bont. Kelly wouldn't. Kelly, 83.
83.
Ambrose did a good job on him.
78. Cripps is 15.
Danger would have. Is Danger.
Danger's 21 back. He can't win.
What was fascinating, did you see 21. The stat that Gary Ablett had? Was it something like he had 40-odd votes before coaches' votes before the bye and then hardly any since?
It's he has been a bit sleepy down at Sleepy Hollow.
Been interesting. Yeah. That'll be covered on podcasts.
Pacing himself.
He ruined my prediction at the start of the year, Gaz.
You said 40 and...
I said 2 goals a game and 20 possessions a game.
You did.
I'm close.
Now, you're nowhere near it, mate.
I'm 20 possessions, yes.
You're nowhere near
it. 1.6 goals a game.
So that's a fair way off as far as I can tell. Fair way off.
Jeez, Gaz.
Disappointing.
He's got to improve, doesn't he?
He used to know footy. Not so much no more. Hey, Dylan Grimes. He knows footy. He's an awesome player for the Tigers. Had a little bit of an issue on the weekend with his ankle. Came back, juiced up. Must have been juiced up, you'd reckon.
You'd have to
be. Or retaped anyway. Came back and finished the game. But is there any concern this week?
There's a concern for this week. Absolutely. There's a concern. He's going
to... He doesn't have to play this week.
No, that's what I was going to say. If you're Richmond and there's any sort of half a sniff that he's not right, would you play? I wouldn't.
No way.
Well,
get 2 weeks then to recover.
I would be strongly considering playing.
You're taking risks.
I think Grimes is the player they absolutely cannot lose.
Yeah, so you need him.
True. That's why...
If they lose and Collingwood win, Collingwood take that fourth spot and Richmond then slip to fifth.
But let's look at the matchups. I know he does a lot of stuff other than matchups. But you got Hipgood. Who else?
Hipwood.
Who'd you say? Hipgood. He is good.
He is good, but it's Hipwood.
But he could play on Charlie Cameron.
Yeah, that's true.
I think that's probably where he would end up.
You take no risks. No risk at all.
Double chance.
Yeah, that's going to be the thing. He's going to try and get himself up, but if there's any doubt, I wouldn't play him.
They can win without him, would be how I'd assess that match.
1.5 a game for Gaz, too, just by the way.
1.5, he's slipping as we speak.
By the numbers.
Disappointing.
All Australian, but anyway.
Disappointing, don't want to talk about it.
Line ball at this stage. He's got
what
to
are
get
they
through
saying, the
week.
Tigers?
They're saying that he's going to have a crack at training this week, and they think that he'll be right to play. And he's pushing his hand up to say, I want to play. I'm really super keen to play.
Who said that, Barmy?
Oh, Barmy, do we Barmy's still...
Barmy
the only one he's ruled out is Alex Rance at this stage, Barmy, I think. So he's looking great, too. That beard's looking fantastic with Barmy at the moment, isn't
it? It's
so,
real Santa Claus activity. It's
loving
good.
It.
He'll be big
it,
at December as so shopping centres around Victoria.
He will.
He'll be very, very popular, Will
have
Barmy.
Have the Premiership Cup there with him as well. So
I'm sure yeah,
so
Barmy that's a, would tolerate children for some reason.
That's right. A good line, Rama. You're
he'd
on fire today.
He'd be good. He'd love it. I'll give you presents in 2 weeks. Everything will be in 2 weeks. Speaking of injuries, yeah. So that's good news for the Tigers. He'll be fine, sort of, and certainly be fine for the finals campaign. Because yep. Sydney Stack, of course, hurt himself in the VFL.
He did, season over.
Surgery, just leapage
yeah. syndesmosis. That syndesmosis is, you know, it's the buzzword at the moment, unfortunately,
it's
isn't
it? It's the modern-day osteitis pubis, isn't it?
It is.
It's a different region.
Why was he playing VFL? His form didn't justify
it.
No,
it's bizarre decision.
It did seem odd. Last we talked about it on Friday on the Friday footy preview, the award-winning, that we were surprised that he
had
been
dropped. Yeah, there's something more to it.
It caught everyone off guard, absolutely.
They're playing a smart game with him, but they're playing the long game with him. I think as soon as he steps out of line...
Yeah, there's a little...
They give him a whack.
Mm.
But they could have...
Did he step out of line?
Well, we could only assume...
His form didn't warrant
Everyone's saying his form was fine.
Seemed a bit harsh.
And now it's cost him. Now it's cost him in terms of won't play again this year.
Yeah, so Justin Leppard said surgery.
Yeah, so that's the situation and won't play again this year, which is a real shame because he's been a great, you know, storyline this year, hasn't he? So really disappointing. And the other syndesmosis is David Zaharakis, who will have surgery as well.
That looked nasty.
His season is all but over as well.
Is that a blow? How big a blow? In fact, it's clearly a blow for the Bombers.
From
an
experience
a blow?
And a leadership point of view, it's a massive
what
blow.
What about a performance point
no,
of view?
No, I think his performance has been okay. Like Essendon have been down over the last couple of weeks. They played really well on Saturday night, but he can play multiple positions for Essendon, so... He's a big loss from that point of view.
Why is syndesmosis the new term? Is that just a torn ligaments in an ankle?
No, it's separation.
Is it always happening now and didn't happen two years
ago? They're higher ankle sprains. That's what syndesmosis is, not the traditional.
But we've just found
so people were having them, but they weren't being called.
Yeah,
you know, a high ankle sprain, you're out for.
Yeah,
a
and
fair
they
while.
Separate the two.
Now we've got a term for it. It's good.
Yeah.
It's a very nasty injury too.
It's like
isn't
OP.
It?
So it'll disappear in a couple of years. We won't have any more.
Where's that?
Whatever happened to OP?
Yeah.
It's just faded. Is other language for that injury now.
What's the language? Oh, what's the new language for OP?
I don't play football anymore.
Didn't play very well when you were there. So David Zaharakis is a blow.
Yeah, it's a blow. It's a blow.
For the Bombers. Of course, they have got the Magpies on at front end.
Big game. Could be back-to-back finals, couldn't it? Back-to-back. You know, obviously round 23 back into last time the Bombers beat Collingwood in a final half?
1984.
Oh, that's because I told you earlier. Was that
correct?
Right? Yeah, exactly.
I would have no idea.
Essendon and Collingwood final would be
huge. Last time the Pies beat the Bombers in a final?
1990.
Remember that day.
I remember that. You didn't even have to tell me that one. I knew that one.
Yeah, I knew you'd know that one.
Who kicked 5 goals in 1990 grand final, Rama? Essendon. That's the answer.
He's been waiting.
It's one of the great Collingwood gags.
Build up, wasn't
it? One of the great Collingwood gags.
Look at little Joey. He thinks he's hilarious. He's happy about that.
Well, it'd be great though, wouldn't it?
He would be wearing his scarf.
It would be an outstanding final, Collingwood. The crowd would be huge. What sort of crowd would you get?
100.
You'd get upwards.
It's Friday night.
No. For the final. You'd get in the mid-90s, maybe.
Easy.
Really? Wow.
Richmond Carlton a couple of years ago, there was mid-90s.
And there's a lot of people that say that particular roar of that day was as big as any game they've ever been at, that Richmond Carlton final.
It was an amazing day.
So Collingwood Essendon, enormous.
That'd be good. Bring what about, well, then the Magpies, while we're talking about the Bombers, and this Friday night's clash.
Injuries.
Magpies.
Yes.
De Goey?
No.
No.
Not this week. And I've got
Darcy
a
Moore.
Little... Yeah, I think Darcy Moore's a okay. chance to play this week.
Has the language changed on De Goey a bit?
A little, yeah. Yeah, then now what? It's hopeful for the first week of the finals.
Yeah,
so that
hopeful.
That concerns me when there's a week between you know, round 23 and the finals.
Did he have another little?
They're denying that he had a setback.
Was there awareness?
They're denying that there's any awareness or a setback, but they're saying that they expect him to play in the finals and they're hopeful that he plays in the finals. I think he probably will head towards that, whereas Darcy's well and truly ahead of him. I don't know if you saw some of the vision from training yesterday, Darcy jumping over players. I'm not sure I'll be doing that. When you're ready to go. But that's what he does, and that's the beauty of Darcy Moore. So I think he'll play this week. Interestingly enough, Phil In will probably make his return in the VFL hopefully Daniel Wells as well in the VFL. So Pye's just sort of holding out hope that both of those players could feature in the finals as well. Imagine Daniel Wells as a wild card. He'll come back and play.
Definitely.
I don't think they can fit Wells.
It's probably not, but it's just that little wild card there. And it's probably a risk if you take... And that's probably what Collingwood are concerned about at the moment. That's why it would be great for Darcy Moore to play this week. So you're actually bringing a guy in advance because there could be a couple of players come back in that final as well. So you don't want to bring them all back at the one time.
Is there any word on a significant contract extension for Jamie Elliott after his five-goal dominance on the
apparently
weekend?
Apparently, Rammer's just had the calculator out here.
We'd hope his manager...
Should be done now, shouldn't it?
You'd think so.
Rammer, does he want to stay?
If he had decent representation, it'd be done.
He just didn't hear that. Rammer, does he want to stay?
That's a good question. I don't know the answer.
Elliot wants out.
So you've never spoken to him about this? You don't ring him? See how he's feeling?
Of course I ring him.
And he says, "Hi, Adam, I'd like to stay at Collingwood. I really like it here."
I think any player would like to stay at their club, and he's no exception to that.
How much money has gone up in the last 2 weeks of his contract?
Haven't had a discussion with Collingwood.
Are you holding out?
No, not at all.
Elliot's management holding out.
Holding out?
Elliot hates magpies is what I'm hearing. That's the headline.
No certainty to stay.
That's the headline of the Herald Sun tomorrow.
He wears number 5, so I think that's a fair indication of how much he
wants 5 years
the football club.
Yeah. And how good was he? I mean, it was fantastic to watch, wasn't it? We've seen how much pain he's been in over the, you know, in recent seasons.
Been building on that the last couple of weeks.
He was just awesome. Fantastic.
Saturday. He was awesome.
Yep. It was the old Jamie Elliott in a sense. Yep.
Power speed.
One out against the very good
team. And just didn't, I think he kicked 5-2, like really accurate.
And Luke Brown's a good defender.
Mm. So, and he's a serious wild card. This Mason Cox thing, frustrating as it was when the Pies lost Mason Cox. No, I'm not saying I'm a big fan of Mason Cox, as Rammer well truly knows.
So sure about that.
It's just a different setup, this forward line. And it's actually unpredictable. And you throw De Goey into that mix and you throw Stevenson into that mix.
Well, that's why they were so good earlier.
And it's going to be very interesting.
It's just how they use Roughhead. Like, do they just go with Mychek one out, then go with the mediums, or do they continue to have Roughhead down there? Is that down the line?
What did he do against Adelaide?
Well, he's going to need to.
He went forward, did
forward
he?
Ruck, yeah. He was the second ruck.
Well, where's Moore plays?
Well, this is the thing.
Yeah.
He needs to play forward, otherwise I don't think he's going to play.
Why?
Well, because Darcy will come back.
Yeah, but the start of the year, though, Darcy, Roughhead
was there.
Unless you're playing the West Coast Eagles, you probably
they're all playing together.
You probably don't need to play the other big. Down back, anyway.
We'll let smarter minds work that out, I think.
Well, no. Plenty more than you. All I'm hearing is Elliot hates magpies.
I've written that down. Elliot out.
That's what I'm hearing.
Right.
Yep. Chuck number 5 in the bin. He doesn't want to wear that number anymore.
No. Only the greats wear number 5. 25-8. Macca's going to hang around with us on The Breakfast Club. There's still plenty more. I want to find out what's happening in Sydney. There's some retirees. They're going down left, right and centre up there at the Sydney Swans at the moment. And there might be... What? Money? Well, they've got no money.
I'll have a lot of it now.
I want to find out what's happening with someone who's got plenty of it, and deservedly so, is one of the greats, the Buddy Franklin. Will he or won't he play game number 300 in round 23? We'll find out with Macca after this.
Victoria's own Breakfast Club.
It's a sad day, but it's also one that I want to celebrate. As I said, if you had asked me at 18 with a one-year deal, whether I'd be here 14 years later, I would have said, no, you are dreaming.
You are dreaming, he would have told himself. That is Kieran Jack after yesterday announcing that this year will be his last in the red and the white of the Sydney Swans. A fantastic player. One of the really cool stories.
Yeah, great story.
Football.
Great story. Yep.
Great story. Captain, former captain.
Well, his old man was a super legend. Star.
He changed
rugby
the face
league player
of AFL up there.
Legend of national rugby.
Well, it was front page news when the son of a legend went to the other coach.
The other coach.
It was outrage. So he's had a significant moment in history.
A bit of value for money when you think about all the money we've tried to get up, you know, promotion-wise in Sydney with Israel Folau and the like. Kieran Jack got it for nothing.
250-odd games, premiership,
best and fairest, All-Australian.
Captain.
Captain. There's not much he didn't do through his career, coming from a background of not exactly
rookie list.
Pathway activity.
Yep.
Found his way on the list through hard work and commitment, and a fantastic story, I think, for Australian rules football, Kieran Jack's story.
Mm.
Well, that is the story for all kids in Sydney, New South Wales, about this is how you can go about making it
definitely
as an AFL player.
So there's a few.
Does that mean the Swans are cashed up?
Well,
getting rid of some contracts.
Cashed
up.
So we've got Reg Grundy's gone.
Yep.
Kieran Jack, Jared McVeigh,
Nick Smith. More than 1,000 games experience.
Anyone else on the in the wings there?
No, I think there's four senior players gone.
So that's heaps of cash, which means
Tippett money's gone now. Finally,
Tippett money's gone. Yeah. So probably they'll be targeting a little bit of activity. And when the Sydney Swans are quiet,
they're pretty good when they're quiet.
They're a bit dangerous. Yeah.
So, and Joe Danaher having coffee
bang.
At a house of the CEO who's a mentor who's barely ever met.
There you go.
Yeah, and there's a few other rumblings around other Swans players as well. We know Zach Jones, there's been a little bit of interest about him potentially coming back, and Papley as well.
Carlton, of course, being
connected to Papley as well. So it's sort of just they're in a interesting situation, the Swans, with their list at the moment. Do they start coming big for certain players?
Quite exciting list.
They're very good at reloading very quickly.
Yeah, they are.
Swans.
And you can see with the kids how good some of them. I mean, Nick Blakey, you just cannot talk.
Ollie McCartan's a gun. McCartan, yep.
They've got McCartan's a very good
McCartan's good.
Callum Mills, Heaney we know about, obviously. Yep.
They've quietly assembled. Mm.
They're reloading nicely.
You put two or three experienced guns, which is what they got the money to do.
How long does Buddy play for, do you reckon, guys?
Geordie Dawson. My man Dawson.
Excellent player.
Geordie Dawson. Very fine player.
What do you think, Rammer? How long could Buddy play for?
Well, he's had a year off this
There's
year.
No doubt that he's still got speed and he's got the... Obviously, he's still got the length in his kicking, so... It's really up to him. It's really up to his own mental sort of state, I would have thought, whether he wants to continue to do it. That's probably more.
I reckon that is a terrific talking point, because we see on the weekend he came down for rough.
Yep.
Great mates with the rough. With Jordan Lewis, looks like he'll be hanging up the boots shortly as well.
Down in Tassie.
Played last game in Tassie this week. So that little threesome of the 2004 draft, and you wonder the incentive that Bud has and the desire to keep going when he sees all his mates and all the people around him that he loved playing with, and obviously he's loved his time in Sydney too, pulling the pin and saying, I've had enough.
I think there's only one more incentive for Franklin, and that is to win a premiership there. Mm.
But that's not going to happen in the near future, is it?
Well, he's still got, what has he got, another 3 years?
And could it happen in could
three
it happen,
or 4 years left?
Yeah, and could it happen in that time? It could, potentially.
Oh,
it could. Things swing pretty quickly.
Joe Danaher.
I mean, you couldn't see it happening next year. Joe Danaher. So. And, I mean, it's all about that premiership. Mm. It's probably the one that he missed out on Hawthorn that he thought he was going to get, and in that sense as well, the two in a sense. But, you know, I don't think the 1,000 goals would worry him too much. I mean, it's a huge milestone.
It's more
in itself.
Validation of the move.
Yeah,
absolutely. You know, it was the right move.
Mm. Correct, and in a lot of ways, it was the right move. And,
no doubt. He's been brilliant.
Yeah, he's been worth every. And all these people that say, "Oh, Sydney haven't won a premiership in the time that he's been there," I couldn't. I mean, care.
Was Tony Lockett a success when he went to Sydney?
100%, absolutely.
Surely don't.
299, 940 goals. 299 the Bud games. 940 goals. Mm. He kicked 360 of those with Sydney in 117 games. Played 9 games this year.
Yeah, it hasn't.
Will he play this weekend?
No,
maybe?
You don't ruin
it.
So,
sorry, mate.
You're right. The surgery that he had at the start of the year, obviously with the groin injury, he had a form of osteitis pubis. Mm. They put a mesh over his pubic bone to basically it was apart. So they had to obviously lock that back together. He shouldn't have played when he played at the start of the season. That was the setback there. Mm. And then Then basically from there, the rest of his body breaks down.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because
it's been that sort of year, hasn't it?
The preparation just wasn't there. Yeah. He barely trained last year. Mm. when he had the injury as well. So barely trains, barely does a pre-season, comes back early, no preparation effectively for 12 months in terms of training. Your body is going to break down. So if he's able to train this pre-season, he'll come back and he'll be the player that always
And that's the question mark about whether you want him to play this week. He wants to play, but absolutely no doubt Buddy wants to play. He wants to play in, you know, when your teammates go out and it's farewell games, he wants to play. He wants to get, he's also pretty keen to get rid of the 300, get it done and dusted. And so he's got to train Tuesday and Thursday. The likelihood is he probably doesn't, but he's pushing to play and is keen to play. I keep thinking that round one against Hawthorn next year would just be beautiful, wouldn't it?
If you don't waste it on St Kilda when no one's watching.
Waste it.
Well, it's a waste.
But he wants to play.
He wants to play.
He wants to play. The build-up of a big emotional...
Some people don't need that in their life, Scott.
No, I do.
Just low-key type of people. Other than, like, you just need a whole sort of little...
It's all about me. We've got to sell papers.
A photo and all sorts of things.
Got to sell papers. I got to keep cleaning employment.
He does keep me employed.
That's all about me.
Exactly. I can't go and sit at the jury duty every day of the week, so I need something to do.
Can't believe that.
What's happening with Brad Hill? The Saints are coming.
It's just fascinating with Brad Hill, isn't it? St Kilda has struggled to get their players, haven't they? That's been the issue with the Saints. That I haven't had that destination situation with the, you know, take away Dan Hannabury, who they were the one who were offering, you know, far and above. So they've got to always pay a little bit more, St Kilda, or promise to try and pay more. And that's what they're trying to do with Brad Hill. We know Brad Hill wants to come back. He's contracted to Fremantle, wants to come back.
Will
his
be
partner.
Requesting a trade this week, or by the end of the week, we're hearing.
Well, this is the end. This is when everything starts happening at the end of this week. It's going to start happening with everyone. What's that?
Scott, well, it makes sense after he plays his
after
last game.
The last game, yeah. I wouldn't think it would happen before he plays his last game. But he wants out. He wants to come back to Victoria. Mm. Saints are willing to pay upwards of, get ready, $900,000.
For an outside winger?
Yep. He's on about $650,000 to $700,000 now. Oh. So he's on good money now.
Oh boy.
But the Saints, as I said, have got to pay a premium to try and attract somebody like...
But if he wants to get out, why do you have to pay the premium?
Yeah. Well,
because you've got to get him to choose your club and not another club. I think that's the situation, Huff. That it's way overs for what you would consider. He's exactly what they need, though.
That's good gravy.
They do need that.
Very fine gravy. That.
Be nice, wouldn't it? But so, yeah, we'll by the end of this weekend... coming up and early next week, that's when we'll get the request trade. Scotty's score column will go nuts with the, whispers of who's going where. He'll start naming them now too.
Good. I like that. Speaking of whispers.
Yes.
Scotty, I'm looking at you with this.
Mm. Yes.
Can you tell me? My memory. I'm trying to check my memory because I remember when Paddy Ryder went to Port Adelaide, that there was nothing but scathing feedback for the Essendon Football Club through his time there and the pain and suffering that he's caused his family and his
welfare
him through that time, welfare concerns.
Unborn child.
But there is seemingly a whisper that Essendon want him back.
Yeah.
Is that right? Have I read that right?
It appears to be on, which is extraordinary. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there'd be a lot of kissing and making up for this to happen, but Paddy may be over it, given everything's gone sour at Port Adelaide. And I was at that game. Todd Goldstein played off his head. Unbelievable.
He was probably Farmer Reincarnate.
But by the end of it, Paddy wasn't even trying to run near him. It was quite embarrassing for him. So his stocks aren't exactly at their highest.
Mm. How many ruckmen are two? I mean, Essendon have gone from having no ruckmen at the moment, but they've signed Sam Draper.
Yeah, he's the best player in the club.
In the history of the football.
Yeah,
Tom Bell-Chambers... we'll play footy next year. We know he'll be back and playing footy next year. Do they need an extra ruckman, Rammer? They're certainly keen. They're certainly keen on a...
Well, they might need a forward if Joe goes north.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Just throwing that out there, Rammer. Forward. You're very quiet this conversation, Rammer, when
I'm
it comes to your football club.
You learn more when you listen.
That's true, by the way.
Like, if you were GWS would be the one. If you were... Would you take a risk on Paddy Ryder with your GWS?
There's definitely a market for ruckman, and that's at a number of clubs.
Geelong needs one.
How that all works and what the jigsaw of all those ruckmen is, I think, is still to play out over a number of more weeks before.
Hopefully Collingwood's ruckman is locked away before the start of next year as well.
He won't be.
It won't be.
I won't sleep at night, Rammer.
Grundy hates the Magpies as well. Can we
another
put that
hate.
In?
Another one.
Another headline.
Again, I hope he stays, but I think they've tried and tried and tried this year, the way I understand it, Mac.
Yeah, they have, so, and hasn't got there at this particular stage. So
just got me thinking as you're talking about that. With the situation Adelaide find themselves in now, there's been speculation that they're becoming hard for Brody Grundy. Situation they find themselves in, even though Riley O'Brien's been pretty good, Sauce seems to be on the outer a bit. Would they make a more aggressive play for Brody Grundy, do you think, considering their list situation? Or is he not what they need?
I think they need other things before Brody Grundy. I mean, he's the best ruckman at comp. You'd take him, but you sell the
You'd
farm.
Take him. You'd take him.
When you could get two other things in for the same price, like leg speed.
Yeah,
I think that's... Yeah, I to me, that would be priority number one, Scotty.
They need to send out some players and get about three picks inside 20.
Like, they actually need Brad Hill.
Yeah, he'd be ideal for him. Yeah, he would. So, but I mean, with Brody, I still, maybe I'm reading this incorrectly, but I still think he'll stay. I still think he loves the footy club, and but it's going to take a while, isn't it? Not good.
Interesting. And before we let you go, the son of Serge.
What a story.
And son of Serge's son. Yeah. Jack signed on again yesterday.
Grandson of Serge?
Yeah. Son of Serge's son. Okay. Just a bit more, few more words.
Okay.
Listening is important.
Exactly.
Jack signed on yesterday for the Blues. It's all blue skies at the Blues, isn't it, at the moment?
As I was saying to you, I think a week or so ago, anytime you write a story on the Blues, it goes off.
Does it?
We saw that. Oh, the numbers are extraordinary.
I'll get 75,000 members next year. Yeah. 75 they'll go to.
Incredible. It's amazing. And this is a great story.
On the back of another women's premiership.
Another.
Another. Shout out, mate. You're going to tag this grand final.
Before.
To stop their best player.
It's a new thing we're going to look at.
Yeah, we're going to try
it's a new tactic.
We're going to try it.
Don't tell anyone.
Seriously, mate.
That's a new... It's
Seriously, mate. You couldn't even get Gary Ablett's numbers right. What would you know?
This is a great story for Carlton.
It is, actually.
It is.
Because if someone had asked you 3 months ago, he was going somewhere else. He needed to go somewhere else. We had, I think it was Dennis Pagan coming out and saying the kid needs to go to a different club, to a different environment where the pressure will be not as great as it is on him. But he has gritted the teeth, been able to do that.
To his credit, his second half of the year has been sensational.
Totally.
Absolutely.
And a lot of other players, a lot of other people would have... This just said, put their hands up. This is all too hard.
Yep.
But he gritted the teeth and you know, he's turning into
I think the new coach
fine
helped.
Footballer.
Mm.
New coach helped enormously with him, I think.
Yeah, and it's a great story. Gee, they are a great story going forward. And let's hope they put in a good performance this weekend and finish the year well.
Who they got? The Cats.
Yeah. Cats. In
any
Geelong.
any flukers chance, Scotty? Probably not, but.
Geelong, they have moments of pure madness.
Not generally down there.
Hard
not,
to see.
Not too often down there.
No,
they'll turn into a boar fest down there, Geelong.
The Blues won't allow that. They won't allow that. I'll take the game on. No. The Teague train is charging down there on to Sleepy Hollow this weekend.
Going down on the train, they are, exactly. So, it'll be good. Good work for Jack Silvani. Really pleased for him.
And good work
from
you, Macca. That's a big session from you. We appreciate that. We look forward to catching up with you later in the week.
Good on you. Thanks, guys.
Clem McFarlane with us with all the latest news in footy from the Herald Sun. Great effort by him.